You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hovland. Right.
Oh, Hovland, I got him. I have $3 on every golfer.
Hovland shot a he got a triple bogey and then birdied the next three holes. A golf.
I got a couple first round leader bets and a couple.
You really have $3 on every golfer?
No.
On the head to head, I'm on Morikawa over Hovland, Answer over Horschel, Morikawa over Smith.
Did you take Spieth for the tournament?
I did not. Price was not good enough for me. So
yeah, it was.
I told you before the Valero to do
it. Yeah, but I didn't.
No, but Chris, on Sunday, I'm saying he's going to win Valero. The odds are going to go down. Take it now.
What were his odds? Because I saw it at like 10 to 1.
I'll text it to Mike.
I'm on Bryson because I'm on Bryson every tournament. I'm on Morikawa. I'm on Berger, and I'm on Scott. And I took first round leader, Berger and Morikawa.
My long shot.
You love
Neiman.
Berger, man.
I got Neiman as my long shot.
Berger's a good long shot.
Berger is a great long shot. Chris, I when I texted Mike, Spieth was 14 to 1.
Yeah,
you always get shitty prices with Spieth, and now that he won, it's just
because they know how good he is.
So public,
he's one of those names that everyone's gonna bet just because they know him.
Hey, Stugatz, can you look at the leaderboard right now? And there's a South African who's tied for the lead. Can you pronounce his name?
Saw that earlier. Yeah, hold on. You want the last name only?
I mean, you can give the first name. Again.
I don't know his first name.
Oh, it's Christian.
Christian Bezuidenhout. Nailed it. Bezzy. He's -2 leader right now with Kim and Connors. Three guys will not be there on Sunday. In fact, they doubt they'll be there on Saturday. How about that?
Wow, you have Bezuidenhout missing the cut.
You.
Mike, I saw you yesterday using shower mode on your watering of the grass. Now, what's your strategy here? Do we go cone, just general, but then shower mode if you want like a dead area that you really got to work on?
Yeah, shower mode if you want to give it a big soak.
Yep.
And you got a drier area. But
you don't even have a sprinkler system?
I have a sprinkler system in the backyard, but for the front, I have just the hose. Yeah, so.
It's a dry time right now. It's hard out here.
Yeah. So I treat that. I water it like once a week. Rainy season can't come quick enough. Yeah. Front lawn is okay, but I had a lot of landscaping done in the front of the house, so I need to make sure that it gets an aggressive watering. So I'm a jet power guy.
Chris, what mode do you go when you're doing it?
I'm a cone guy. I used to be a shower guy too, and I do use the shower, like Mike said, if there's one area that I really want to hammer. But generally, I like the cone. You get a wider net, and you realize that you don't need to, if you're just watering the grass, you don't got to give it a full barrel, and you can cover more space with the cone, I've learned.
They have a strict watering rule in Dade, though. It's like, I number addresses water on this day.
Oh, really?
During these certain hours, even number of addresses.
Ah, get over yourself, Dade. Yeah. I'm watering my shit whenever I want.
All right, how about it's my property? I'll water it when I feel like watering it. How's that sound?
Trying to conserve water.
Don't you pay for the water, right? Yeah. Don't. If I use a lot of water, my water bill goes up.
Yeah, but they're trying to conserve water as a county. So yeah. I think that's the reason.
Plenty of water out there.
Okay. Okay.
There's a whole ocean of it. I mean,
70%.
How much water do we need?
That's not how that works, but yeah, okay.
There's
we're running low on water, are we, Roy?
There's plenty of water out there.
I will say, though.
Is there not?
I'm having 70%. A healthy lawn shortage, too. And maybe the county could, you know, give it some back. The love you make is equal to the love you take.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, they'll find you.
How do you guys feel about
if you want that?
I would dare them to find me.
How do you guys
as I'm watering my lawn, because that's the ultimate flex. You can't get sexier than me waving hello at you while I'm watering the front.
Oh, it's such a dad play.
Yeah, and it's also badass. It's like James Dean smoking a cigarette was in the 1950s.
I'm
the
telling
coolest MF-er on the block.
You need a hat for it, Mike. Take your shirt off and you need a hat.
Well, the sun's harmful rays.
Preferably Brad Pitt's hat out of Thelma and Louise. I'm trying to find that one desperately because I am doing my own yard work now and I'm doing it without a shirt on. How about that?
That's one of the things. That's
you're not doing your own yard work.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Roy, you have him watering his lawn with a sombrero on. Has anyone ever looked sexy in a sombrero? That was my question.
I don't want to play this
Greg
game.
Norman.
Yep.
I'm sure the ladies love Chichi.
He nailed it.
No, and a sombrero. Not those wicker.
I can't go Nick Saban hat. Sombrero? I mean, like, there's probably some Westerns. Hang on.
Dangerous like game. Three Amigos sombrero.
Like, they're probably
a gallon hat, Mike? Is that what you're looking for?
He's not talking about a cowboy hat. He's talking about a sombrero.
I think they're probably people who have things for mariachis. They're probably people who, like, find them sexually attractive.
Who's Coco's grandfather? He's saying, remember me. Because back in his day, he was sexy.
Mariachis play well to, like, an older crowd. I've learned. And I wonder if there's like an age where you're like, oh, I want a mariachi, or if it's just like you've always liked mariachis and you're just getting older.
Yeah, it was around the time my parents turned like 44 that all of a sudden, like, we need to hire a mariachi band for our birthdays next year. Like,
okay,
like,
so it's not just because like flips. For like my grandmother, they're like, she really likes mariachis. We should have someone come over. She's turning like 83 or 84. We should have mariachis come and perform. And it's like, has she always liked mariachis, or is this like a thing that happens when you get older? Like nose hair. Like, I don't always have like all this nose hair, but then it slowly starts creeping out of my nose and my ear. Is there an age where it's like, this is mariachi age?
I'd set the over under like 44 and a half for that.
Billy, you got a good nose trimmer? I just got a good one. It is so good.
You know, I got a nose trimmer in the mail. I don't remember who. I think it was Manscaped or something sent us all a bunch of stuff when we were still at ESPN.
Yep.
And I gave away the nose trimmer because I was like, I don't really need this. And then no lie, like a week and a half later, I found my first nose hair that came out of my nose. And I'm like, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I'm reaching the age apparently where the hairs start coming out of your nose and I didn't even realize it. I gave away this nose trimmer.
Did you pull it out? I mean, what'd you do? Because I tear up whenever I pull
sneezes.
It out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed three sneezes and I'm tearing everywhere.
No.
Four tears.
No.
Yes.
Played the dangerous game with the scissors. I said, you know what? I'm gonna cut this off.
Oh my God.
That is a dangerous game.
The most dangerous.
The most dangerous of the games.
I found a sexy mariachi, by the way.
Chris is trimming his nose hair in case anyone's wondering what that's.
Why is there a flashlight? Like, you can see
it. You need to see it there.
He's using a mirror. Yeah. He's in front of a mirror. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
It's up his nose. What are you going to see in the mirror?
Anybody want to try?
No.
That's
good.
Thanks.
This guy's
You can hear the hairs getting cut.
Chris,
you hear the hairs
how many
cut?
Fucking hairs do you have up there?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're gardening. Like, there's bushes in there.
Good God.
Oh, like all your noses. Let's go. Everyone go grab their nose trimmer.
No.
Does everyone have one, though? Is that like, I guess that should be my question. Does everyone have a nose trimmer here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do, yeah.
It runs in my family. Like, you see my dad's nose. It's like the first thing that hit me in terms of like, even you see my hairline? Before the hairline went, the nose hairs started showing.
Hmm. You guys have any problems with ear hair? Because I found that ear hair.
And you use the same trimmer for both?
No. That's a dangerous game, Billy. You don't want to go nose to ear. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather go nose to ear than ear to nose, I think.
I want to see Chris use his nose trimmer in his ears and see the light go through one side and come out the other.
All right. I'll only live once, all right?
You just accidentally shaved part of your beard going to your ear.
Yes, she did.
You have headphones on.
He tried to stick it into an ear in which he had headphones on.
God.
Like I said, in one way, out the other.
Your barber doesn't take care of the ear hair for you?
He does, but it's starting to get aggressive. It just grows too quick.
I like a barber that knows to do it and not ask, because that's always embarrassing. Like, don't. Like, if I have to tell you to take care of the ear hair, you're not.
But Mike, that comes with time. That comes with chemistry. The first time you go to a new barber, you have to tell them, right? That you have to have that uncomfortable conversation.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Emmanuel Acho.
What exactly do they use for that?
I thought you were doing athletes that connote sneezing, because we talked about sneezing three times.
Bob Ryan probably has a lot of ear hair, right?
Oh my God.
The most.
A thicket. Yeah. He's got a thicket.
It's a forest. Yes.
Precious Achiuwa.
That's good.
What is the most enjoyable part of a haircut?
The end.
The warm shave, the warmth of the
I was gonna
towel.
Say either the warm towel at the end, or when they do the back of your neck.
The blade. Like the back of the with neck. The blade. The straight blade.
Razor. Yeah, it's I'm going to go the first cut. Like when that clipper touches, you can feel the cold of the clipper against your skin as it just scrapes up all that hair up off of it. Oh, man.
The first bushel that lands on your smock.
Oh, yeah, right there. It lands by my lap.
Oh, it's begun.
Yes.
We're away.
I love to watch them sweep up the floor. Like the somebody else after they've done. Do you guys ever watch them sweep up the floor?
But why do you love watching it? Yeah.
It's therapeutic because it's filled with floor.
Time out. No, Chris. I've watched it. We've all watched it. I've never thought to myself, I love watching this.
Yeah. It's just because they get it all. Like, it's just amazing how it's so dirty, and then all of a sudden just a couple little sweeps.
I think this is more of a cleaning fetish though than like a barber fetish.
It's just like relaxing to me to watch them sweep up the hair. I don't know why.
I find it the opposite, because there is no amount of sweeping that you can do to get every hair. Like, every barber's floor has just like a film of hair on it. There's no way that you can possibly get rid of every one.
The worst place of business you can drop something on the floor is the barbershop. Yeah. Like
a lollipop
or something. Just dropping anything, you're like,
Cleveland.
Got to be there, or Hooters.
No,
right?
No. Not the bathrooms. Not counting bathrooms.
Have
you guys been to the barbershops?
The alley.
Have you guys been to the barbershops that have like the vacuums in the floor, like in the corner, and you just see, you're like, what's going on? They just swept into the corner and everything's gone, and it's like because there's a suction device in like the floor corner that they just brush it all into.
Two Americas.
Two Americas.
That's something that definitely not two Americas, occur at a black barbershop.
Really? I mean, drop something in the parking lot over here. I dare you.
Or my dad's garage.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.